Hi. So learn a lesson. You remember when I told you that I'll be hosting guests once in a while, at least once in 2 weeks here on Unspoken. So today is that day. I finally managed to come up with the name of the segment. I decided to call it Atika, and it will be dropping on Tuesday. So I'm so overwhelmed by the love I'm getting, by the way, from the previous episode where I hosted Pastor Mrasta here, and the comments, the feedback, people are commenting, others are saying that the interviews should be longer. So in case you're wondering what episode I'm talking about, go check it out on Spotify and other streaming platforms. It's episode 15. Anyways, I'm excited today. So today we have our second guest here on Unspoken. This is episode 17, if I'm not wrong. And I will let him introduce himself and say what he does.
Yeah, Jane, yo, what's up? So, my name is Ivan Chacha. I'm a fourth year. I'm pursuing public health with IT. A doctor in the making. I love fishing. I love cooking. I love dancing. I love fashion. Yeah, I love God. I'm a born again Christian. I am a courier from the other side of the country. And yeah, I'm 5'6" tall. Because as a model, you must do that. Number 43, we are too. Able to, yeah. And I'm the current with those, you know.
Model. What inspires you as a model? I'm William Katu. Kanza kwa model. What motivated you?
So, is it a bit of Jipanga, unasema naiendea juu, unajua kitu nafanya. So 3 years ago, as soon as I started modeling officially as a profession, I thought of maybe I should be winning a global prize in modeling and also preside over national events as a judge. But then as a result, this journey has made me become enthusiastic and better placed to pursue my dream of becoming a supermodel.
Wow, nice. So you've mentioned becoming a super model. So kuna types of models ama kuna models afu kuna super models afu kuna hierarchy.
Kuna types of modeling ni sawa. But then mimi nikisema super model namaanisha vile nilianza, si vile nitakuwa. As in expect vile nilianza nitakuwa nimejizalisha zaidi ya mara 100. So like I'm a supermodel. Yes.
You may get. So, what are your aspirations for your modeling career? What do you want to do? What are your goals? Future goals? What are your aspirations as a model?
Wait, pardon.
What are your aspirations for your modeling career? What are your aspirations for your modeling career? Where do you want to reach with your modeling career?
Okay, unajua mimi kitu kwanza ndio sasa niko na sura nzuri. So ndakuwa Mr. World. I want before I get to 23 years niko Mr. World. Nataka before I get to 23 years niko na agency yangu all over Kenya, like in different counties. Nataka before my 23, nikuwe nime, I don't know, nikuwe tu supermodel, nikuwe mnuma. So, I want to do this and I'm doing this. And we've already started. And something big is coming up, come this September. And yeah.
Tebu tuambia something big. Wezo tuambia something big. Utaki tuambia? Utaki to anticipate? So, hey, as a model, do you face any challenges? Wasichana wanakupigania. basically, in most cases, those are the cases we hear with models. Like, you always have a huge female fan base if you're a male model. If you're female, you have a huge male fan base. So, any challenges?
Kukwana was chana wengi si challenge. Yo ni privilege. And we love it. I personally love it. It's fun. But then, the biggest obstacle as a model to me personally, ni color and voice shame. Yeah, so the only way I overcome, it's simple. I just accept who I am. I appreciate who I am, and I grind hard. I just wake up in the morning and I sauti yangu ya DM. Uzuri si hii natembea city, sauti yangu ndio ya unaget ama rangi yangu sijui imefanya nini. So yeah, so those are the challenges. But then stories za madem na nini hizo ziko na inafazi kwe. Yeah.
So umesema kala aze.
Okay, unajua. Wa. Azima na rangi tu vile umeelewa.
Sawa. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's someone out there listening to this podcast and dream yake has always been to be a model. What advice can you tell that person? Someone out there shall motivate us. I want to be a model. By 20, I want to be maybe Mr. Maseno or Mr. whatever. So what are your any advice to upcoming models or aspiring models?
Okay, so I have learned a few fundamental tenets in this modeling. Patience, hard work, discipline, those imekuwa like always there for me. And then I have won and I've lost in the past in equal measure. I have never lost my determination to soar to the greater heights. As in, misi jalingi ka nimeanguka ama sijaanguka. Naamka najipanguza, I dust off myself and I move on. Do I know what I want? So, it's up to you. Manze, usisikia mse yote. If you want it, you go for it. Kama wewe ni dancer, use that dancing to create a company for yourself. Kama wewe ni model, you wake up and you create a modeling company out of that. So, usingoze ti utakuja uambiwe ti, excuse me nani, and dancing.
Nice stuff. Hope umesikia. Do you and push yourself. Wasimanga, your own greatest obstacle. So, as the current Mr. Maseno, right? What do you plan on doing during your reign? Any plans you plan on doing?
So, once you're a model, kazi kwa siku tembea tu kwa stage tu umeenda umeshinda umerudi umekaa. So kazi yako ni the moment umeshinda, the society, the students, what they look up to you. Naona wako like huyu kijana tumepatia ama msina tumepatia crown, ni nini anaweza fanya nayo? Naona, so you need to like give back to the society. Naona, so like there are charity events tunataka organize. Okay, the plans are underway. We're going to visit all the children's home in Kisumu and Kisumu West at large. We're going to clean our markets as a foundation. As you know, as a leader, you're supposed to bring people together. We have a foundation called the Maseno Models Foundation. So we have to like cooperate, teamwork, and we work together so that we can do that. We also want, because it's in our to-do list, we want to plant the trees. Yeah, to conserve the environment. Unaona? At least by the time tunamaliza tutoka kwa ofisi, tuko like wasa wamefanya kitu. Like kazi imeonekana.
Yeah,
hivyo.
That's nice. at the end of the day, you have to leave an impact, sindio? Yeah. So, do you have any upcoming projects, dear story?
Okay, ni sawa, but then the biggest project in Okuja, na tunanza this September, ni we want to open an agency in Maseno for the models. Yeah, adi adu ukiangalia saizi Kenya mzima, okay, let's say the whole world, ukiangalia in any modeling event, machalio anakonga few. Like, always, machalio anakonga few than the ladies. Juu, machalio anafikiria like hizi vitu nizamandia peke yao. So, our first thing ni tunafungua agency. Itakuwa inaitwa Powerhouse Agency. We'll be training the models. Tutakuwa tunawa design. So, in case kuna event anywhere around Kenya, tunawapeleka kwa as an agency. We design them, we give them all the outfits in the shinde. Education is key in matters arising in Kenya. So, as a model, lazima upewe siasa. So, naona, lazima uje, like, kuna elections, kuna fakwa na amani. Like, as a model, unafu preach peace. Naona, so, kutakuwa tuna organize events. Before the year ends, we have, like, two events coming. Tukona Mr. and Miss Teen, Kisumu County. Na tukona Mr. and Miss High Schools, Kisumu County. Yeah, tunaanza na hapa nyumbani kwanza, and then we go out. In the process, you're looking for two things. Tutafuta exposure. Tutafuta masponyo. We need sponsors, man. Sisi wa baba. But tunahitaji masponyo. Tunataka Dettol ikuje masieno. Wanafunzi wajue Dettol ni nini. We need pads ikuje, trust condoms. Hawa watoto wakuje, tujitengeneze connections. Tukimaliza shule, tuko na malipo kwanza, man. Siti tunarudi tuna tunaanza zero. Yes.
Wow, nice. So any current you have your past titles. Do you have any past titles?
What? Anyway, so nilianza modeling nikiwa fresher. Nilisiko model, nilikuwa tu najifanya na job modeling. Basi nikachukuliwa, nikafundishwa hizo vitu zote. So my first crown ilikuwa Mr. Freshman. Second runners up was number 3. Nikasema ni sawa. Sijali. My second one nikaenda Kisumu, kulikuwa na charity event. Nikakuwa Mr. Charity Kisumu County again, second runners up. Nikasema anyway, kila kitu inaanzanga hivyo. So, yeah. And then there's this event that happened in our school. Kuna hii Mr. OMS Maseno. It happened again. Nikasema juu nimeenda hizi stage mbili, I mean meiva. Nikakanyagwa number 3 tena. So nikakuwa Mr. OMS second runners up Maseno. So nikasema ni sawa. Then sijui nini kafanyika juu this, okay, this brand is a big one in Kenya. They're your main sponsor. Yeah, wakaenda kuorganize event ingine. So nationally, so bila ya kuwa Maseno ikapelekwa Kenya. Si nikasema it's okay. Nikaenda nikashinda. I'm the nilipeana juzi. I handed it over. Yeah, but I was Mr. OMS 2020-2021. Yeah, and then I'm the current Mr. Mabera. Huko ni kwetu, huko ni huko Geshagi, huko tunaishi. Yeah, na tukuna project inaendelea by the way, tunawasha the people, the elderly people na watoto huko infected na jiggers. Yeah, so like I am a pioneer and this group that is conducting that event over there. Yes, and I'm the current Mr. Maseno. Yeah. Na next week naendea Mr. Nairobi. And then Mr. World. Hivyo tu.
Nice. So, I know someone is wondering, modeling yenu, does it pay? So does modeling pay as a career? Is it something that someone can pursue for like
Wow. Sawa. My first salary. Acha tunaambiwa kweli. Weka ni model hapo hizo ndio kwa model. Weka tu model tu kuna pesa hapo vibaya sana. Wala ile sio danganyi. My first salary acha nikwambie kweli. Nikishinda crown yangu ya kwanza Mr. Freshman. Nilipewa nguo 1200 shillings. Imagine. Na saizi hapo umetumia over 50,000 kushinda ama kwa top 3. So ilienda hivyo hadi Mr. OMS Kenya. Mr. OMS Kenya nilipengwa around 17,200. Unaona ile ya kwenda mshindi, chukua bwana, you deserve it, take it all. Unaona Mr. Mabera nilipatiwa, okay, Mr. sababu ilikuwa MP. So ilikuwa around 70, ilikuwa pesa mzuri. And then Mr. Masena nikapatiwa 200 G's. Roho safi, like Mr. Masena anapewa 200 G's. Ai. Sasa niaje mkubwa, umeshinda. Akapi miss, shikeni soso. Unaona, so ni 100 na 100. Si tu mimi 200. So manze as in hard work never goes unrewarded. Unaona, na kuna events zingine si uenda, by the way, na hatulipwi juu ya poor event organizers ama poor management. Na hiyo ni ufala, by the way. Unaona, uweze organize event, sema umeorganize event ya modeling, unajua kutakuwa na winners and then you don't pay them ama you don't give them. Okay, unajua uni king na uni queen. Kuna vitu nyo kimpatia na sikia poa. Mbalisha ile crown yake manzi. Ude mbalisha ile. Unaona? Ata sikia poa. Unaona? So, the moment unorganize to event ya modeling, lazima ukuwe na hizo vitu zote. Juu, sisi ni binadamu, tunafanya makosa na labda makosa zisemwi. Na the moment tunanyamaza, atuwe saidika mami. Unaona? Atuwe saidika. So, when you organize events za modeling, tafadhali, mwache kutupi mufala. Tafadhali. Poster zikuwe na prize. Unaona, posters zikuwe na prize. Watu wakuje, watu wajibambe. Yani ni prizes, valisheni ya watu crowns, wasikie poa. Give them a good boot camp. I'm telling you, the next time unorganize event outside that county, they'll come. Juhu najua, hawa se wanatufanya vitu mzuri. But the moment unamtreat vibari, juhu model ni binadamu. Unampatia headi, anakupea. Unampatia headi, anakupea headi, unacheki. If bad, bad, violence all the way. Sawa. Hiyo tu, but modeling iko na dom. Ni vile tu naweza sema iko tu underrated. But very soon I'm telling you, utajua tu, utaona tu. Yeah, hivyo.
Yeah. Just. Nice. But there are types of models, do commercial models. So, are there types of models?
So, okay, unajua modeling ni kama walimu. Unajua uwezi kuwa tu mwalimu afu unafundisha maths, English, Kiswahili, geography, history. Unafaa kuwa tu mwalimu ni sawa, lakini English literature. So, model, kuna models aina tatu. Kuna model ya pageantry. Hizi pageantry kama Miss and Miss. Hizi za camp, hizi za university, hizi za high school. Hizo ni pageantry. Ile nyo, ukiingia stage, unaingia pa category. Kuna introduction, kuna casual, kuna beach, kuna vintage, kuna dinnerware, unaona? Na you must smile. As in pageantry, the first tick ni kwa smile. Hiyo ndio sasa sisi, akina sisi, tunajua. And then, kuna high fashion. High fashion ni ile yenye umeenda event, but umeenda kushowcase outfits ama designs za wasee. Unaona, like unaweza kuja sema kisha kuna high fashion mali na fulani, models kujeni mwa high fashion. Huko mkienda, huko ni kutembea tu, huko unabonda. Huko kuna kusmile, unataka kuangalia hiyo nguo umevaa, angalia outfit peke yake. Hiyo ni high fashion. And then nyingine ni cooperative. Cooperative ni yenye unapiga tu look, sema na Safaricom na advertise ama na Nivea ama na Geisha ama na kitu chochote ama any other bank, like ikitu anaweza kuja aseme kuja tupige na picha ama Jazemelo. Kuna boy anafanya kazi Jazemelo, anaitwa Ras Daddy, anaitwa Royal 254. Yeye ni brand ambassador, unaona, like yeye sasa yeye ni cooperative model. So kuna venye kila mtu anakula kivyake, but yeye ni model. Hakuna cha highest paid ama nini. Ni wewe ni high fashion, unafanya nini, unakula nini, unaona? Hivyo tu, ni bidii yako pia. Si tunakaa tu ndio tu ni mlaizi.
Nice. Apart from modeling, what else do you do?
So unaniuliza maswali unamebonda. Sasa una phone smile tu. Nijibu maswali vizuri. So mimi ni mwanasiasa ama politician by profession. I have studied political science and I'm a dancer by profession too. Yes.
So politics, modeling, how do you balance this with academics?
Okay, so unajua it depends on ni nani, as in when ni nani, what can you do, unaona? kuna ule msee mwenye yeye anajua anaweza fanya kitu moja, na hiyo kitu moja ndio itampatia hiyo kitu anataka. But sasa najua mimi, I think ni baraka, blessings ni God. So as in ile nye niko class, nimemaliza kusoma, what else can I do? Siku ni mrefu, niko na 24 hours. Naweza dance 3 hours, si ndio juu najua ku dance, acha dance 3 hours. Najua ku model, sawa, acha ndio zindo 2 hours. Naweza soma, acha nisome 2 hours. As in unajibalance, unaona juu pia course nafanya pia ni ngumu man. So lazima nijitume pia class. Uko na 24 hours mama. Manze, si ndio? Ndio, at the end of the day si uko na kakiro.
So, you spoke of politics, you're a politician, and you know right now in Kenya, we are in our election year. We are going to the general elections in around 30 days or so. So, I want you to advise my listeners, mtunasikiza pale nje, as we get near to elections, what can you tell them?
Asimio. Aro. So, I don't know, you know, wanasiasa ni waongo. But then, tunasema tu kweli, sisi ni wa Kenya wote, si ndio? These people are liars. But then, sisi tunawajua, unaona, it's up to us, tukienda pale vote, tunawavotia. Tunawavotia watu tunajua wenyewe, hata kama huu ni muongo, kuna ule uongo wazuri, unaona? So, ile tu muongo mbaya, tu yeye. So, mimi tunawaambia everyone, all the students, all the listeners, all the Kenyans, tusi bleed ndo a lead man. Sisi tunataka tuende huko hivyo, wengine tunaenda atacho bidhe. Tuende September turudi tumalize shule tutoke hapa, unaona? Watu wengine wakuje waendelee waende. As in, mama mboga pia yaamke endelee kuza mboga. Walimu, wanafunzi wasome manzi. So, mtu atashinda ashinde, mtu atashindwa pia akubali tuna Kenya is one. And yeah, so peace.
Yeah, that's nice stuff. Well, what are wako peaceful, sindio? Yeah, so guys out there, advocate for peace. Enough of modeling. So, this segment of Atika, kuna there's a part of the show where I'll be asking trivia questions for each guest that I bring here. And I'll be awarding marks. So it's called 5 under 5. I ask you 5 questions under 5 seconds. Are you ready?
As in, what do you mean 5 under 5?
I ask you 5 questions under 5 seconds. Each question is 1 second. You have only 1 second to answer. So, are you ready? Meteorology is the study of
nutrition.
Sawa. Sawa, amefuata hiyo. Aya, what comes down but never goes up? What comes down but never goes up?
Mvua, rain.
Okay. Right. Right again. I chose very easy questions. What named the fastest land?
Cheetah.
Akili, uko na bahati wewe. Look, nili aya, what is you've watched aya, what is Batman's city? Pata.
Uski. Sisi mimi nikizani. Ndio tuko na TV mimi.
Yes, reason. Ni movie, acha nikupe hint. Let me give you a hint. It's a movie. What is Batman's city? It's a movie. It's a series actually. Even it's a name of a series.
Lela.
Gotham City. There's a series called Gotham City. Hiya, the last one. What can be broken but is never held?
Heart.
Can you hold a heart? Can hold a. What can be broken but can. What can be broken but is never held? Apana? That's not the answer. I promise. Oh, so you got 3 out of 5. Well done for the first attempt. Haya, before you go, your social media handles. Where can you find you on social media?
So, mimi niko Instagram. Please guys, follow me on my Instagram page at I am Murimi. TikTok at Murimi Drew, Murimi underscore double underscore Drew. Facebook at I am Murimi. Twitter at I am Murimi. YouTube at I am Murimi. And you too.
Meskia guys, mwende follow, support. Hey, so I guess that is the end of our episode for today. Thanks for joining us on Unspoken.
Thank you too.
This is episode 17, right? So, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Unspoken. And in case you have not listened to my previous episodes, kindly go and check them out. Go and check my social media account on Instagram at Awino Awiti, and then our Unspoken account at Unspoken Podcast KE on all social media handles. So, guys, that's it for me today. I guess I'll see you on the next one. Bye.